I thought we could share some of our favorite everyday magic tips.
This is perfect for beginner. I'm trying to do some like clickbaity.
This is perfect for beginner witches.
If you're a beginner witch, pay attention. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Hello and welcome to another episode of Goddess Hangs.
Episode 85.
Woo! You know what they say about episode 85.
We made it!
We made it! I'm Sadie.
And I'm Juliet.
Obviously. And we created Goddess Hangs podcast to make the world of mindset, magic, and manifestation more relatable
and fun. Thank you for joining us today. If you're a brand new listener, you're in for a treat.
You're in for a treat. We're going to catch up about all of the witchy spirit happenings in our lives and then share some of our everyday magic that we like to practice that's super simple, accessible to everybody, and just makes your day feel yummy and magical.
Hashtag baby witch tips.
Baby witch tips. I'm always like, man, I wish there was a baby witch. I don't know. I know that's how we all say it, but I never like it.
Oh, no?
Baby witch. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
You know why I do like it? There was a book that I read probably 80 times as a teenager called Weetsy Bat, and one of the daughters was named Baby Witch.
Oh.
That was just her name. Or Witch Baby. Her name was Witch Baby.
Witch Baby. That's going to be the name of my baby.
Witch Baby Olsen.
Who's this? Witch Baby. Oh, it's cute, but what'd you name her?
Witch baby.
Like in Jane the Virgin, the guy has a baby and they can't decide on their name and they just keep calling her baby and they're like, that's her name. So baby's name is Baby.
Oh, I kind of love that.
I kind of love it. But before we dive into this week's episode, Juliet, what's new with you?
Well, I'm another year older.
Our big 31-year-old.
31 is so much fun.
How does it feel?
Feels good. It doesn't really feel any different than 30.
Yeah.
Even though 30 felt very different than 29.
It did feel very different. Yeah.
31 feels great. I had it was a three-parter celebration. Started with a bang. It was a small group of my closest girlfriends, including Sadie Lady. We had an ABBA Mamma Mia themed little tiny party, and it was a lot of fun.
So fun.
Some dancing and Greek food and cookie cake and tequila. It was a really fun night.
Some games.
We played some games. Fun. Some presents. Okay, speaking of birthdays, presents, witchiness, Sadie gifted me something. Well, she gifted me a few things that were very special. But one of the things I cannot even wait, I must tell you about immediately. There is a plant called the Rose of Jericho. This plant resurrects itself. It dies and comes back to life over and over and over again, as often as you want it to, over 7 full years. And 7 years I thought was interesting because isn't that how many years it takes for us to regenerate all new cells?
Isn't I believe
it every 7
so.
Years?
Yeah.
So you can, Sadie can tell you more about it because she is the expert in it now. She also got herself one.
Yeah.
But we took this plant that looks like a dried up piece of dead tumbleweed and you put it, you immerse it in this bowl of water. And this thing could have been sitting shriveled up like this for 3 years. We don't know.
Yeah, it was in a shop. So we don't know how old it is.
Within minutes, this thing starts coming to life. What was once crispy and dry and dead is now green and blossoming and blooming. And by the next morning, it was this unbelievably beautiful plant. So I have about 4 more days of it letting it enjoy the water, and then you're supposed to let it sort of dry up and die for 2 weeks. And then you can sort of, you know, whenever you're ready to do another spell or resurrect it, you immerse it in the water again and it comes back to life. So what did you learn about it? Because it was the coolest gift ever.
Yeah, so this, so I had seen on like a Reels or a TikTok, I believe her name is Anastasia. Anastasia, and it's Moonlight and Sage. If you don't follow her, she's a great witchy account. And she had just posted about this plant, Rose of Jericho, and I was like, whoa, that is so cool. She showed it, you know, in its first form, dead, shriveled up, looking like a dusty ass tumbleweed. And then she showed it in its full form, and I was like, wow, that is so cool. And just sort of like let it leave my mind. And then I went to my local witchy shop, Psychic Eye Bookshop, which is much more than books. And I probably never would have like looked at it or noticed it, because it was just a box of dried up plants. And I probably would have assumed it was with things to burn, you know, it was with like different sages, mm-hmm. and things like that. So I probably would have assumed it was just something to burn, right? But I was like, oh my god, that's that thing. And I just immediately knew I had to have it. So since it you know, quote, dies and comes back to life over and over its lifetime of 7 years, it's great for like transformational spells. It's also great for abundance, just that being able to like blossom and grow and come back over and over has a very abundant energy. So what I'm gonna use mine for, it's so funny, I left the store with two of everything because I had found what I wanted for Juliet, but I was like, well, I want it too. So I'm excited. I haven't done mine yet, and I want to figure out how to do a time lapse. You know, it needs a time lapse for like 12 hours to get the full effect, but I'm going to commit to it one of these days. I haven't done mine yet, but it just needs like a shallow bowl of water, and you can put like money, crystals, you can write intentions and put it in that water and then let it blossom over that. Mm. You could put it by a doorway to welcome in abundance, or in like the abundance corner of your home, or, you know, on your altar. If you're doing transformational work, you know, it'd be great on your altar while you do any other, you know, spell work or ritual or action taking, of course. So it's like, it's just a really cool, really magical plant. And I think there's a lot of magic you could do with it, but I was drawn to it for its transformational and abundant energy.
And I just sort of loved this idea that it's sort of like a metaphor. Like, even when we feel like run down or dried up, or just like we got nothing left, it's like when we take an action and immerse ourselves in things that nourish us, like we can just come back to life. And so I've been having so much fun with that. Sadie also put together this activity, this spell box for me to do.
I'm going to tell that full story when we dive into the witchy catch up, because it was pretty crazy. And I haven't told Juliet what happened
yet. Oh, okay. So we'll put a pin in that. The following day, I went to my parents' house, and my sister and I had sort of been joking a little bit about like, oh, let's do a little Alvin and the Chipmunks themed party for me, like just the four of us. And so I get to the house, there was like an Alvin sign on the door that says welcome to the party. There's balloons everywhere. There's little cardboard cutout like Alvin, Simon, Theodore, like on the table. Like, it was a whole theme. We went swimming, we played pool volleyball, we watched the Alvin the Chipmunks adventure. I fell asleep six different times. It was a wonderful party. And then the following day was my actual birthday, and Victor and I went to the beach in Malibu, which was so beautiful. And then we went out to a really yummy dinner. So I felt like it was a complete, full, happy, yay, wonderful birthday. And I will get into some of my witchy experiences also. But the moment I turned, I almost said 21, 31, Victor was already asleep. And so I went into the living room and I did a bunch of stuff. So I'll talk about that later. And then the other thing is my night entertainment lately. I on HBO Max have been enjoying, they have all these old Fred Astaire movies. And I just love like black and white movies from the 1930s. And what's funny to me is that in the 1930s, I guess like the National Radio Association, somebody signed on Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers to do like 8 movies together. And it's like the same plot kind of for all of these movies. They were doing it really to promote the songs in the movies. Mm. But it's just so funny. It's like, Victor's like, didn't you already watch this one? Because it's all the same actors. I'm like, oh no, but it's that this woman would like to get a divorce, but then she falls in love with Fred Astaire. Like, that's the plot for every single movie. Like, the woman can't get a divorce. And they have these amazing dancing scenes and the songs. And I just really feel like I escape into it. And then I was doing some research and I was like, what is this really what the United States was like at this time? And the answer is absolutely not, because from 29 to 39 was the Great Depression. Mm. So they created these movies, and we're talking like the most opulent places. They're staying at these five-star hotels, and everything just is to the nines, and the fashion, and they made these movies, these musicals, so people could escape, because I mean, the unemployment rate was like 23-25%.
Yeah.
And people were losing their minds. And so it was like, oh my gosh, it was kind of, maybe kind of sad, actually. Yeah. But I was able to just sort of get lost in it.
Yeah.
And so if you need something that's calming at night, I recommend that. And then I found out that both Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers were laid to rest in the San Fernando Valley, like not far from where I live.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to take a field trip.
Fun.
And stand near their graves.
I'd love to go along. I love cemeteries.
Okay, great. Done.
Love a good cemetery.
And that's what's new with me. I had a birthday. I was gifted a Rose of Jericho. And I've been watching all these old movies, and they've been like spooky and deeply relaxing.
I love it.
What's new with Sadie?
Okay. So, went to Juliet's birthday. Was so much fun.
Yay.
Love a theme. Love dressing up. Was great. And it was funny because the theme of the whole weekend was like Greece, because on the Friday before Juliet's birthday was on Saturday. On Friday, I went to a Greek festival in my town, and it was so fun. It was so fun. The food was like cry happy tears, so fucking good. I was like, I've been to Greece and I think this Euro was better. Like, it was crazy good. And then there was a live band playing Greek music, and so we like hopped in and were dancing, doing all the like circle dances.
Oh, fun.
And it was really fun to just watching people, you know, you could spot people that knew what they were doing and like watch their feet, because every song they would start doing a different dance. And I was like, how do you guys know which dance to do to which song and all these different footworks, you know? So that was really fun. And it was funny. So it was hosted at the Greek Orthodox Church. And so I love, you know, I have no interest in being a part of an organized religion, but I love going into churches to look at them. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And feeling the energy and all of those things. And Greek Orthodox churches are insanely beautiful. Iconography is a really important part of their religion, and meaning their, you know, paintings of the important figures. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful church. And so we went in, and I ended up buying this really cool painting of Archangel Michael, who I've said before, but that's always who I ask for protection. So I'm very connected to Archangel Michael, and just this super cool painting. It almost looks like a tarot card, honestly, the style of it. And it actually, so the priest of that church is named Father Michael. So Father Michael painted Archangel Michael. Oh. I was like, how cool, like a father painting this. I feel like it just has the coolest energy. So I was really excited that I bought that. And I was kind of giggling that I was like a witch buying this painting from the church
for, if only
like, my
knew
witchy purposes of protecting my home. And then we walked into like the actual, like, you know, where they host mass and stuff, and just to take a peek, because it was really, really beautiful. And we ran into, I don't think it was Father Michael. I feel like maybe, I don't know the actual hierarchy in the Greek Orthodox Church, but maybe like a deacon or something. Like, he had a an outfit on, like he was a part of the church, but then he was talking about his job, and at least in Catholic churches, if you're the priest, like, you're the priest, you don't have a different job. Or maybe it's just California and everyone's gotta work.
Everyone's gotta work.
I don't know, but he was definitely, like, he was, like, a deacon or something, or, you know, maybe a priest. But, you know, we started talking to him. He's super cool, really cracking jokes. He's showing us some of the paintings and, like, oh, do you know what this is? And I was like, oh, like, I can actually kind of read it, even though it was in Greek letters, because it's similar to Russian letters and I know how to read that alphabet. And he was like, how did you know how to read that? And I was like, oh, you can, you know, whatever. It was fun. But then he was like, so we were talking for a while. He's like, so what do you do for work? And I was like, it was this fleeting sort of like, is this guy cool enough for me to tell him? And then my gut said no. So I said, I'm a life coach.
Yes.
And he was like, oh, that's kind of spiritual. And I was like, you have no idea.
Just a little.
So that was just kind of a funny moment, because the friend I was with was like, when we walked out, she's like, oh, I was hoping you were going to say that you're a witch. I was like, you know, pick your battles. Mm-hmm. We were having a nice time. I feel like the vibe I got from him was that he would have maybe had a surprised look on his face, but then would have been inquisitive and not scared or anything, but
maybe better to not risk it.
It was kind of funny. And I was like, you know what, we're having a nice time. I don't want to leave this spot in his day of where he's worried for my soul or something. I have my own family member worried for my soul already. Like, I'm good.
that quota has been filled.
I'm good. I only need, you know, there's probably more than one person out there worried already. So so it was a fun little adventure. It was so fun. And then Saturday, I went to Juliet's birthday. I'm going to talk about my Saturday daytime experience in the witchy ketchup hour. And then Sunday, oh my gosh, on Sunday, I was like, I woke up. I slept in super late because we were up late. And I was like, Sadie, today, not even for a second, you're not going to open your laptop, not for anything, because even if it's for something not work related, you'll end up starting to work. I was like, you're going to stay off social media. You're going to just sit on that couch and you're not going to do anything. And so all day long, I read for like 5 hours. And
oh,
then I
how
was
nice.
Watching some Gaia shows. And I just had the laziest day in the world. And I haven't done that, I don't know, since I used to work and be so exhausted that I had no other choice than to have a day like that. But it was just like crazy. Like, I did nothing and it felt so wild. And then I was just happy. I was proud of myself. There was a few moments where I was like, it was like 7 p.m. I was like, I mean, I rested a long time. Maybe I could just do a little work. And I was like, Sadie, no, because I was starting to get bored by that point. But I was just really trying to be with myself for the day. And it was great.
Oh, good. Even on my birthday, Sadie sends me a message. She's like, do not work today. I worked a little. I was like, I'll try.
I know. Well, we love what we do. But it's so important. No matter how passionate you are, you know, we'll burn ourselves out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad we both had some rest.
Yes, me too.
So now let's talk about some witchy spirit type catch up, like what's going on in our little spirit world lately, because I have some fun things to share.
Okay. First, we need a little song to talk about that. Witchy ketchup. Not mustard. It's witchy ketchup. I just made that up.
Not mustard. Nailed it.
I think that one's going to stick.
So I have a few notes, but tell us about your witchy part of your birthday.
Oh, okay. So I will just preface it by saying that the thing that Sadie gave me was connected to Hera.
Should I tell
that story
first?
Why don't you tell yours first? Yes.
Okay. So on Saturday, I have to wait till the last minute to do birthday presents, because if I saw Juliet and I had already gotten it, I'd have to give it to her immediately. I get so excited. I'm a good gift giver. Like, I put a lot of thought.
Fabulous.
And so I had to wait till the day of the party. Otherwise, I would break. So so on Saturday, I'm you know, doing my little like morning routine, like reading my book and journaling, whatever.
I have not heard this story, by the way.
Yeah, Julia has not heard this. So I wrote her a brief sort of note of like how. So basically, Hera gave me a love spell to directions on how to give Juliet the pieces of a love spell that she wanted Juliet to do, but it was a gift from me, and I'm explaining how we got there. So so I told Juliet it was a love spell from Hera and the directions, but she doesn't know what how this all came to be. Mm-hmm. So I think I was sitting on my like orange couch, you know, and I think I was like taking off my shoes and my ears started ringing very loudly. And so I was like, oh, okay. You know, I've been trying to get better about just going into meditation when that happens. I set a 13 minute timer. I don't know why. I just like the 13 minute. I set a 13 minute timer whenever my ear rings and I meditate. It's been very helpful. And so I go into meditation immediately and I'm seeing this just like huge pile of rose petals in front of me, and it's like I'm like waiting like through like there's it's like so many rose petals, and I feel this presence of a woman, and I like see, and I'm like, who is this? I was like, it's not, I have a woman like guardian angel. I was like, it's not her. And I was like, is the, I was trying not to be too inquisitive, but I'm just kind of going through what was going through my mind. I'm trying to stay in the moment. I'm like, okay. I was like, is this like a new guardian? She had very protective guardian energy. I was like, is this someone new that's come to be a part of my spirit team? And it was like, no. And it was sort of this energy of like, I'm not here for you kind of vibe, but it didn't click right away that this was for Juliet, and I didn't know who it was. So I just feel this woman, and she's showing me relationship stuff, and again it's about me though, and I'm like, this is interesting, I don't typically have meditations like this. Like, I work with a deity that is very much giving me information about my business. Mm-hmm. So I care about my relationship very much, but it's not really the focus of my magical practice at this point in time. It's not something I typically comes up in meditations or dreams. So I'm like, okay, this is interesting. And I was sort of getting these messages of like everything is in line for the business stuff. So you don't have to spend your meditation time or your rituals on that as much anymore. Like, it's time for you to actually move the energy a little bit.
Okay.
So I was like, oh wow, okay. And that would have a reciprocal effect on the business. But like, I kind of got this message of like, no, you did all that stuff we told you to do. So like, that is on its way. Just keep going. Like, you have all the information. And I want you to spend time in your magical practice on getting information for this now. And I was like, okay, this is interesting. I've never, this woman's energy is so unfamiliar to me. I've never had a meditation like this before. It's just lots of rose petals and images and directions for my own personal relationship stuff. So I'm like, okay, I come out of meditation. And I'm just like, who was that? And I'm showering, and then I was like, oh, it was Hera. And then my ear started ringing again. And it was like, ding, ding, ding. She was like, yeah, I came to say hi, basically. And then the rest of this day, she's kind of in my head. And she's like, I'm not here to stay. But she kind of gave, she was like, kind of giving me directions on the gift. But I didn't have all the directions yet. So then this is what happens. So I get in the car because my intention is to go to Psychic Eye Bookshop, my witch shop. And on the way there is Michael's. And this is now the second time this has happened, that my intention is to go to the witch shop. And I hear this in my brain where it goes, go to Michael's. And I'm like, no. And it's like, go to Michael's.
Okay.
I wrote a note that I said, I feel God in this Michael's. Because spirit keeps sending me to Michael's. It's a very spiritual place for me. I feel God in this Michael's tonight.
Amen. Give me my 25% coupon. Thank you.
So I'm like, okay, I turn in and I know it's Hera today. She's with me for the day. And I'm like, what are we doing in here? And she's like, just go on in. And I was like, okay. So I feel very pulled to this section that I never hang out in. And I just feel very clearly where it's just like my eyes go straight to what I'm supposed to take. So I take down this, this like little plain white box, and I'm like, okay, weird. And she's like, just dress me. And I'm like, okay. And then I go down this other aisle and I see right away these peacock stickers, like very fancy, like 3D stickers, and these roses. And I was like, oh, the roses, there were so many roses in my meditation. Okay. And the peacock is connected to Hera. And so this just felt, I was like, okay, this is really Hera, because I saw those peacock stickers. And they were like tucked behind something at the bottom row, like not eye level. Mm. They were the first thing I saw. And so I'm collecting these different things. And then as I'm like, and she's like, okay, like that's it. That's all you need from here. So as I'm going to the checkout, I'm downloading this information of what she wants me to tell Juliet to do with it. And I'm just like, okay. I've never done a spell like that before. It's not my style of magic. Do you want me to explain what the spell
is?
Yeah. Okay. So basically she wanted to make, so I just called it Hera's love spell. She wants Juliet to decorate this box with the things and anything else you feel called. And then in the box, Juliet is supposed to put like mementos from her and Victor's relationship, you know, whether that's like saved movie tickets or whatever you might have that is meaningful. And then she's supposed to get, which at the party she was gifted a dozen roses, but the direction I got was like, Juliet needs to go get a dozen roses. Of course she was gifted them by somebody else. Let them be in the home, get the energy of the home in it, and then dry them and put all the petals from that bunch of roses into the box, and then use the box as a vision board and add either write or print off pictures or other like little mementos that are symbolic of the things you're manifesting in your relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like a vision board.
Excuse me.
Bless you. It's almost like a vision board box. And I've never done a spell like that before. It was so specific. And yeah, so that's the story of Hera's love spell. And then I went on to the witch shop after that, and I had already, and I don't know if she told me this too, but I had already visualized, I was like, when I go there, there's going to be like chakra candle, and I'm supposed to get her that. And then it was like, supposed to get you both that. And I was like, okay, I'll get us both that. And that's meant to, and some other stuff to create a little spell for working. So I gifted Juliet a love spell and like a way to keep her energy aligned and open while she's working. So
such that was profound, crazy. Beautiful gifts. Now I want to ask you, was Hera's energy, I think the answer is yes. How was it specific compared to other women deities you've worked with? Is there something that was like a tone? Because I know how she comes through to me, and it's sounding quite similar.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious.
I think it was just really direct, and it was just interesting because she didn't say I'm Hera, but I was like, is this a new guardian for me? And it was like, no. I was like, is this like a no? So she wanted me to figure it out for myself, and it was just really, yeah, it was very protective energy, but it was just, but I knew, not that she was like, I'm not protecting you, bitch, but I knew it wasn't like, she was very, it was a very protective guardian energy, but I knew she wasn't my guard, she wasn't there to guard, protect me necessarily. It was very specific feeling of like, she came in, and it was very, like, there was a clear boundary between us.
Interesting.
And she was like, I'll show you all this stuff and let you know. And then do this for Juliet. And then, like, you're welcome. I'm out of here. It was very specific.
So the past few weeks, there have been peacocks everywhere. In, like, every, just in places where they shouldn't be. It's been a lot. And I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. I'll come back to you. It's been a minute. But I felt her so strong right on my birthday. And I think it was so divine that Victor was like already just passed out of sleep. So that like when it became midnight, I was able to almost like spend it with Hera. It was very special. And so I started decorating the box. I put all the stickers on and I really loved it. And I put a couple things in it. It'll be like a little process to put it all together. Mm-hmm. But I felt really present and I really enjoyed that. And then I was guided to journal. And I was writing down like all the big words, all the big things that I feel like I'm calling in this year. And some of the words were, it was just like a different, it was like a new level kind of. Mm-hmm. I don't remember them off the top of my head because it kind of channeled through. And then this is the part that was interesting. So then it was like, you need to pull cards. And so it was very clear which deck to pull from. And I began doing the normal shuffle thing. And again, when you said so direct, that hit home to me because mm-hmm. it just sounds like this voice that's like, no, you need to do it this way. No, actually do it this way and just trust me. Like mm-hmm. that's the energy. Mm-hmm. So this message was, no, you are going to lay the cards out on the floor and your body's going to choose them, which like I don't do.
Like, so, all right, I'll give it a try.
So I just picture me like, you know, the first 5-10 minutes of my 31st birthday, I am rolling around on the floor like this little sensual queen and I'm feeling the cold cards on my skin and I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice. This is not a bad idea. And then she was like, you're going to pick the first card with this. You're going to pick the next card. And she was naming different like energy centers, a particular body part. Anyways, so it was like, so then that body part would like guide and lead and then I would feel stop. And then I would pull whatever card was right under, like the heart chakra, the third eye, all these things. It was very cool. And the cards that came up were all about being open to receiving. And then I got a very clear message to be very careful because she wants me to get pregnant. So I told Victor, I was like, we got to be careful this next year. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it was, but it was like receiving, it was sort of like, I almost felt like the previous year was about like planting the seeds, intending, working, building, growing. And we're still in the process and we'll always be doing that. But it was just these huge messages of like, you need to completely clear out space. You need to set really strong boundaries, zero energy leaks. Mm-hmm. We've mm-hmm. been going through that too lately, like in our business, just like none of that. And it's just like, you have to be like, prepare yourself to receive. Mm-hmm. And, It was a really kind of profound thing. But yeah, I was so honored and I loved that this sort of spell box came through.
It was crazy. It was very bizarre. It was really cool. And what's interesting is Hera and the male deity that I work with are brother and sister.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're all kind of siblings.
They're all kind of related. But
Hera's you know, husband Zeus is her brother too. Which she never wanted to marry him. She got tricked into that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why she's so direct and so no nonsense, because I just feel like she comes in and protects people who she does not want to see getting trapped or stuck in ways that she may have been.
Yeah.
It's a very clear, direct, loving energy. I've never experienced anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
And she leaves me alone for a while sometimes, and then she's very, it's very obvious when she returns.
Mm-hmm.
And she's around. She was here for my birthday. Oh my gosh. And then my great uncle, I felt him on my birthday. He passed away like last November. And I was not thinking, we were not terribly close by any mm-hmm. means. Like we were around each other. He lived nearby, but we just weren't like super, super close. But he was the head of music at William Morris Agency for many years. He was very successful. He was an agent for Chuck Berry, Aretha Franklin,
oh, wow.
Little Richard, Juanes, a number of other people. He booked the Beatles once. He's amazing. But we were at the beach on my birthday, and this family near us is playing all these Bruno Mars songs. Bruno Mars, Silk Sonic, of that genre. Out of nowhere, a Little Richard song comes on. I was like, that's weird. Then we get in the car, and from Victor's Spotify, which I know he does not listen to this artist, Juanes comes on.
Oh, interesting.
I was like, what? So I felt like he came to wish me happy birthday. there was also concurrently with my birthday, there was a big loss of somebody that I really loved, somebody that Victor really, really loved. I won't get deep into that. But I felt like what I will say is the day before this individual passed away, and he was given like weeks. Mm. I was in the room and I felt like I've never felt in my life this person's family coming for them. Mm-hmm. Like it was so, I saw them line up. I saw their professions. I heard names and I like double checked. I was like, is this what they did? Is this who they were? And it was so. And so obviously I wasn't going to tell anybody like, hey, yeah, I think he's going in the next 24 to 48 hours because the family is all here. That would have been inappropriate. There's some medium ethics for you listeners out there. Know when to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was so tangible. And they kept telling me that they were going to bring him home on the 17th, which again, I didn't tell anybody. And it ended up happening on the 16th at around 9 p.m., which in the country that he grew up in would have been the 17th. And so that, like, all of that's blowing my mind. That's happening. The Hera thing's happening. It's just been like a, ever since they opened that portal.
I know. Shit's been popping off.
And I just feel like lessons are coming up really quickly. Like, mm-hmm. Like things are getting squared away so fast. It's like when you wish for patience, you get a long line so that you can learn it. So I feel like there's things that Sadie and I want to get better at and stronger at, and me in my own life, and they just manifest so quickly so I can master it and learn it. So it's been a wild time. Is there anything else witchy going on with you?
Yes, I have a couple of things.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So one is that yesterday, actually, I was just doing my little, you know, do this every once in a while. Like, my desk that I work at has tons. It's, you know, it's an altar, so it's got tons of crystals and stuff. So I took everything off and gave it a deep clean and dusted every crystal and smoke cleansed every crystal. And the desk and my desk chair and the whole space really, really thoroughly, both, you know, vacuuming, dusting, and smoke cleansing, all of it. And while I was doing this, I had two spell jars on my desk, and one of them was like, I'm ready to be taken apart. So I was like, great. So I started taking it apart, and it's always fun to see what is in there, right? Like, because we always write down our intentions and put them in the jar. So I was like excited to see, like, what is this one? What cycle did I complete here that it's time to take this one apart? And I you know, returned the like plant matter back to the earth, buried it, took the crystal out so I can reuse that. And then finally I had to struggle to get the little rolled up paper out, but I got it. And I had opened the piece of paper and I could still kind of read the intentions. It's very faded, but I had, after I put that paper in, I had dripped oils into the spell jar. And so the paper had bled and made this beautiful design. And so I open this and it's a blue butterfly.
Oh, wow.
And if you're a new listener, my mom passed away and my sign from her has always been butterflies. And more recently I've been sort of, I still consider all butterflies a sign from her, but I've sort of said like, Mom, I want blue butterflies specifically. They're a little more rare. And so that's my specific sign from her. And the ink I had used, I guess, was blue, and it was on this pink post-it. And so it made this, it was just so clearly like these two wings. And the intentions on this were sort of general, but really about like, I think I had made the jar when I was feeling very anxious and unsure and scattered and lost. And so there was just a lot of like, I am at peace and I am abundant and things like that. And it just felt like my mom was like, I'm here, I'm supporting you, I'm a part of the magic too. Mm-hmm. And like, you're safe now. Like, you look at, you found, you got back on track. Like, you always will be able to come back home. So it was just really, really cool to just open that. And it just, it was Be My Mom in that spell jar, her little touch on there. So that was really, really wild. So then on Sunday, my big rest day, mm-hmm. I was all cozy on my couch. I had my incense burning. I was like, if I lay one way on my couch, it faces like inside the house, and the other way I lay, it faces like outside towards, and my door was open, my big windows, you know, and the smoke of the incense is curling around, and I'm reading like one of my like spiritual books, witchy books, and I feel multiple energies sort of come around me while I'm reading this one part. And so I'm like, okay, like this is fine, you know. It was just, I feel like they were curious. Mm. They were like, oh, she's learning about us. So I feel this energy. I was reading about dragon magic. Dorky, I know.
Dragons. I like how you say it. I say dragon.
That's my leftover Wisconsin accent. But anyway, so I think there's like some playful dragon energy behind me. I can feel multiple things. And then later in the book, I read that they like to be behind you if they are going to come hang out with you. So, but anyways, of course, dragons very associated with fire. Actually, they can be associated with every element, but my point is when I feel these energies pop up, I notice that the incense smoke that has been dancing in the breeze coming in and just floating all around suddenly shoots straight up and is just going straight, like perfectly straight, no tendrils anymore, just very, very straight. And I'm feeling these energies, so I'm kind of like, I was like, whoa, like it caught my eye that the smoke changed and all of a sudden went straight. And so I was kind of like, okay, I was like, can you make it come towards me? And it immediately went towards me. And then I was like, that could have been chance. But I did this for like 5 full minutes and it listened to me continually. And I kept talking myself out of it because I was like, the door's open, the breeze is changing. But like, and I still, like, my ego is arguing with me about it, but I'm like, I literally did it for like 5 minutes and it listened, like within a second it would change. And then I was getting kind of freaked out and I was like, okay, thank you, I'm done now.
Okay, bye bye.
And then as soon as I said that though, it went to just being like whoosh, all over again, and like not a single tendril moving in one direction. It was so crazy. So yeah, I guess there was some dragon energy hanging out in my house and playing with the smoke.
Do you still snuggle with the dragon I got you?
I haven't been snuggling, but I need to bring her back out because I
think she's ready to play with the dragons.
Let me give you a little background. Love dragons. Always been obsessed with them. That was always my favorite part. Oh, I feel like my little bun's coming apart right here. So does it look weird?
A little.
Kind of funny. It's always been my favorite. Like, I was obsessed with, you know, it's just not, whatever, we're gonna leave it. It's gonna bother me.
I was like, you're not gonna leave it. It's just yeah just that one little thing. Oh, it's perfect, you fixed it.
Okay. It was always my favorite part of I was obsessed with Harry Potter when I was little, and I read it over and over and over again. That's why I'm a witch now, pretty much. And always loved the parts with the dragons in it. One of my other favorite series is Aragon. It's all about dragons. So cool. Always been obsessed. And then not too long ago, I had a really... Did I tell the meditation with the dragon in it? Did I tell you guys about that?
No. Oh. Or unless I forgot, that seems pretty memorable.
Okay. It was a really intense meditation. And it was like a lot, and I was a little spooked by it. So maybe that's why I didn't want to share. But okay. Now I will. Let's bring this story full circle. So I had this meditation. I was in this giant castle. There was a knight. He like banged his staff and the earth opened up and I fell down into the earth. And at first I was falling fast and then I just started floating and I was like fine. And then I was on this river and I was floating down this river and then all of a sudden I was sucked backwards into the river at like really fast. And I was really dizzy and I was trying to stay in the meditation because I was like, this is crazy, I gotta stay in this. But it was like, I just felt like it, spiritually I was getting jerked around back and forth. And then I stopped in the river and it was like, go up this path right here. And I was like, okay. And there's like a cave. And I was like, that seems a little scary. I don't want to go in the cave. But it was like, go in the cave. So I went in the cave and there's a giant red dragon in there, and she says telepathically to me, this is my meditation, she says her name's Amira, and we hung out for a while, and she showed me some stuff, and I was like, are you like a guardian? And she was like, oh, I know the deity that I work with. So I was like, oh, a friend, okay. I know how I sound.
I want to have meditations like this. I don't, but go on, please. I'm going to live vicariously through you.
I meditate a lot. So then I was like, well, I'm going to look up what Amira means. And it has the exact same meaning when you search both of them as my name.
Wow.
So if you search meaning of Sadie, it means princess.
Of course.
And if you search Amira meaning, it means princess slash leader slash something. So that was interesting. So, and then I was at the witch shop looking for all this stuff, and I was browsing the books as I always do because I love reading, and there was one called Dragon Magic. So I was like, well, obviously I'm going to get sold this book. And then that's the full circle story of why. So now I'm learning about dragon magic, which is really interesting.
Oh, I know nothing about that. I'm excited to learn some facts.
I'll tell you some more some other time, but I don't know if I'm going to make it a part of my practice. Dragons like you to really commit to them, like really fully. And I feel like I'm just too scattered of, like, I don't know if it's right for me at this time.
You know, you got to play the field. It's okay.
Yep. I'm giving my attention to my deity right now. But he knows this dragon named Amira, so.
You need to write some books, some short stories.
I know. And every story is going to start with, look, I know how this sounds.
That's what the book's going to be called.
Yes. Look, I know how this sounds with Sadie Olson. I should. I actually take notes of every meditation, and they all, like, I'm like, if someone looked through my journals, they'd be like, what is this bitch on?
Here's the cover. You're on your bed, like resting on your hands like an Mary-Kate and Ashley with, like, the feet bent up in the back, and you're looking up, and there's, like, a big thought bubble of, like, dragons and fairies and witches, and it says, I know how this sounds by Sadie Olson.
Look, I know how this sounds. I know I'm nuts, and I'm cool with it. I'm having a good time, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what we're all here to do.
So that's my witchy catch-up of recent times.
Not mustard. Ketchup.
So now I thought we could share some of our favorite everyday magic tips.
This is perfect for beginner. I'm trying to do some, like, clickbaity.
This is perfect for beginner witches.
If you're a beginner witch, pay attention. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Baby witches, listen up.
Listen up. We should just edit all of these different phrases. But it actually goes nowhere.
Want to do witchcraft? Stop scrolling. No.
Okay, I have a little list.
Okay, I have a little list too.
Do you want to go first?
No, I like when you go first.
Okay.
Because your list is always longer than my list.
So okay.
It just works out
so better. And, you know, I think some of these we've maybe shared in the past, but I thought, who doesn't need a little refresher? We've got new friends here, and I think some of these are new too. So
this is an easy tip for beginner witches.
This is my favorite way to start the morning as a witch. I love to charm my coffee, and you can do this with tea too, of course. Mm-hmm. But being a witch is really about putting intention into everyday things that you're doing, right? So for my simple coffee spell, one, you can get intentional about anything you put in there. So maybe you add honey to be sweet, to make abundance, like, stick to you, right?
Ooh, love
that. You could sprinkle a little cinnamon. That's an abundance energy. But really, the main thing is that I stir my coffee 3 times clockwise if I'm setting an intention of something I want to bring in, to expand, to grow, to something I want to get done today. And if there's something that, if I'm feeling a little funky and I feel like I'm holding on to some energy, then I will stir counterclockwise three times, and while you're stirring, you're saying your intention. So counterclockwise would be if I want to release, lessen something in my life, get rid of something, then you would stir counterclockwise. So I pour my coffee, I put my milk in there, I sprinkle a little cinnamon, I put a little honey, and I say my intentions for the day while stirring, and then I seal it with a pentagram, a little star and a circle. And voila, I drink my coffee and I've sealed my intentions for the day, and I take inspired action on those intentions I've set.
Could this also work for soups, cereals, salad dressings?
Sure. Really, you can do this with coffee, tea. I mean, really, like, if you're pouring yourself a glass of water, there's so many experiments, right, about, like, saying nice things to water, and it, like, crystallizes in beautiful ways. So that was another one I had on my list, but it's just, like, whispering an intention into your water, or whispering, like, I love you, I love you, I love you, into the water, because you're raising the frequency of the water or setting that intention in and then drinking it, and you're like aligning your energy with that intention.
It's so wild to me that water understands language.
Right?
Yes.
And then think about what a high percentage of water we are. Like, what is it, like 60 or 70% water? So you're like, I don't know.
It's a high number.
It's over 50% water. We are so much water. So not only does that prove to me that, of course, the moon and the planets can affect us, because the moon pulls the tides in the ocean.
Yes. Right?
And we are so much water. So nice try, science guys, trying to talk me out of thinking the moon doesn't affect me. Wrong.
Yeah. Move over, water. Bill Nye.
It's science, bitches. But then when you see those experiments, those intention experiments where they say nice things and they say mean things into water, and when they freeze them, they look at how it crystallizes, and the nice things, the water is a beautiful, like, symmetrical design, and then the things they said mean stuff, it's like this, like, crazy chaotic it gives you the heebie-jeebies when you look at it. And we're all water, so, like, that's, I mean, there, everything comes back to that. It's just like how easy it is to set some beautiful intentions into water, and to your, like, literally saying it to yourself, that water in you is just ready to be charmed.
I love that. Also, another easy way is to put stickers of inspiring, empowering things on the containers that you drink your water out of. Currently, I'm sporting some Hot Juicy Magic by Sadie Olson stickers.
Yes.
And they just say such empowering things, and that's charging up the water.
And my water says, my besties are witches.
Ooh!
Available on goddesshangs.com.
goddesshangs.com/shop? Either shop or store. Try both.
Figure it out.
I think it's store.
Link is definitely in the show notes. So yeah, that's my way I love to start the day. What's an everyday magical thing you like to do?
Okay, so if you know me, you know I love to clean. I'm a clean freak.
Started out with a fun phrase, Juliet.
Oh my gosh. Did you know that when witches are cleaning, they're actually doing magic?
What? Keep it rolling. We're killing it.
Okay. A witch's broom is for more than flying.
Tell me more.
Is that even English? Is for more than flying on? Okay. We're trying some new stuff around here. Thanks for letting us workshop this with you. So, when you clean your home, when you use your witch's broom and not just flying on it, these are not good jokes. Okay. When you sweep with your broom, you are actually sweeping old energy out of your house. Open your doors and sweep that out. There is this amazing thing that happens. Not only are your floors clean, and God bless that, it's the story of my life is cleaning everything, but when we clean, when we sweep, we are moving energy. Our whole home, everything in us, our homes, it is filled with energy, and many times that energy gets stuck. Mm-hmm. So a number of my baby witch tricks have to do with clearing energy, and sweeping is a fabulous way to, first of all, shift the perspective on sweeping, because it's not necessarily fun to sweep. Mm-hmm. But if you can see the magical and the mundane, if you can make it kind of like a ritualistic thing to sweep the floor, mm-hmm. to get that energy out and make space for the new, it's a great thing. I also learned that if you take your broom and you turn it upside down and mm-hmm. lean it against a wall mm-hmm. with like the gross broomy part on top, people who are in your house, who you want them to get out of your house, they'll leave.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way to just get rid of uninvited guests, or when it's, you know, I'm such like a please leave by nine kind of person. I'm going to flip the broom and see what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah. So those are my broom magic.
Broom magic. Okay. So another one that I like to do, another hot witch tip, is to I use a candle for my work day. So I every time I start a new candle, I set an intention into it that when I light this candle, I am motivated, I am inspired, mm-hmm. I am focused, and I am magnetic to opportunities, ideas, people that will support me in my business. And so this is also great if you work from home and you have a hard time, or if you work for yourself and you have a hard time sort of deciding when your day begins and ends, because as we've talked about, like, we can find ourselves working 17 hours and being like, oh shit, I should probably eat something. Yes. So I like to have a candle that I've charmed and keep it on my desk. And when I start my workday, I will light it. And then, you know, I'm working and I might take breaks or whatever throughout the day. But then when I extinguish that candle, that means my workday is done. The laptop needs to close. I need to stop like checking the accounts to see how mm-hmm. things are doing. I need to, you know, leave any DMs or things for the next day. Like, we're done for the day. So it's just sort of this ritual that supports me and makes me feel really good about like, okay, this candle is lit. It's supporting me with the energy that I set into it. And you could do this for different things. But I love just having that candle that I've charmed to sort of ignite and then extinguish my work day. It makes the energy feel really good.
You know what's so beautiful about this? In so many, you know, thousands and thousands year old religions, I mean, I'm thinking of Judaism, we light candles for all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Everything's the lighting of a candle, letting it burn out. And so it's this very sort of ancient practice mm-hmm. that feels very familiar to all of us, even if we're not in an organized religion, to light a candle with an intention and either, you know, put it out or let it burn out. I think that's so, it like reminds us of something that is like just in us.
We all know how much I love fire, so.
Yeah, Sadie's the fire girl, fire queen. Okay, did you know that clapping is actually a way to clear energy?
Yes, I do this in hotel rooms or Airbnbs or places I'm traveling where I'm like, I probably shouldn't light incense in here, but I gotta break up that energy.
Imagine traveling with me and Sadie. We get into our brand new, beautiful hotel room mm-hmm. and we say, we got to clear the energy in here. What are the two? This is literally on the spot. Do it at the same time, the things that we're going to do with our bodies to clear the energy. One, two, three.
Yeah. Using our voices uh-huh. and clapping. Voices sometimes and clapping. I remember to pack a bell, and you can also ring a bell and break it.
Ring, ding, 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 ding.
So yeah, sometimes when I've got traveled with Craig, I'll be like dinging my bell all over it, and like he's totally unfazed, doesn't say anything about it. He's just like, yeah, Sadie's doing her stuff.
Pack a toothbrush and a bell.
And don't forget your bell. We should make travel friendly bells.
Yes. Travel witch kits.
Travel witch kits. That could be a real
$1 billion idea.
Billions.
Maybe like a $400 billions. Idea, but it's an idea. We go on Shark Tank.
Yes.
Look, we know how this sounds. It goes
28 billion tags on Witch Talk.
We've evaluated ourselves at $8 billion. Where did you get this? It was intuitive. We intuitively chose that number.
Mr. Wonderful, I hear you. But listen, you don't know how intuitive we are.
But you know who would get it? Who always gets it and is always right? Lori Grenier.
Lori Grenier.
She'd be like, well, we could sell these on HSN, QVC. Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's like, you know, when I'm in a hotel, I want to clear the energy. Women at home would understand this. Yeah, she'd get it.
Witches at home would understand this. Everyone tag Lori Grenier.
Lori Grenier.
If you're listening.
Travel witch kit.
I do think we should figure out. I was talking to my dad about this actually because he's a big Shark Tank fan.
Oh my God, they would cast us
so
in
fast.
A heartbeat.
We wouldn't get a deal, but we
no.
would be entertaining as fuck.
Two witches from Los Angeles.
I want to be
California.
Shredded to pieces by those sharks. I want them to rip me a new one and be like, you guys are idiots.
Mark Cuban will be like, look, you girls are motivated. You're doing everything right. It's too early in the game. People are freaked out by witchcraft. I'm out.
I don't understand it. I don't want anything to do with it.
Or maybe they would all get it.
It is a big industry. I know, but that's what I was saying. I was like, Dad, me and Julia have to figure out something that would qualify for a Shark Tank type situation.
Give me 15 minutes. I'll put something
together. Yeah, so we could simply apply to be on it. And,
oh, my gosh.
Be cast on it. That would be, my dad would... I love watching Shark Tank. Makes me
Entering
laugh, makes
the shark
me cry.
Tank.
We could wear our ridiculous sparkly outfits, and then you'd be like, wait, these witches are actually kind of smart. That's crazy. Let's give them $1 million.
I mean, we could go in with... there's a lot of... we'll talk about this after, but I am all about this. Okay, clapping and yelling. You can do this in your home. If you're like, my neighbors are going to think it's bizarre if I'm yelling, just sing a bunch. That'll
yeah,
do it too.
Yeah, singing is great. Mm-hmm. Playing, or you can just play a high frequency, like YouTube, Spotify, you can search like, you know, energy clearing frequency and just play the music and like, mm-hmm. it's great to like... if you're playing something or singing or clapping, like walk into the corners of the room.
Yes, get those corners.
Open the closets, clap in there, where all the, get down low, where the energy might want, like get stuck. Like it's good to really cover your bases.
And then it's, you sort of can, you
can
feel a little loopy the first couple minutes, and then you're like, oh, I feel, this mm-hmm. is doing something.
1000%.
I mean, think about it, in the air.
Look, I know how this sounds.
Everything's energy gets built up. Okay. All right, your turn.
Okay. Sex magic.
Hey.
Sadie's Hot Juicy Guide to Sex Magic, available now in the Hot Juicy Magic.
Wait, we have to do something grabby for sex magic.
Okay, so here's my... how do I start it? Here's my favorite crazy way. I don't know.
Okay, maybe it's... everyone skip 15 seconds maybe it's oh
there's a little surprise coming
here.
In for you.
Who wants an interruption? Happy birthday. Oh my God, it smells like farts in here.
Oh my
God. Hey. I'm kidding, that was a joke. I was trying to be funny.
Oh, I thought you were just announcing yourself.
Happy birthday
Julia.
Thank you.
Surprise guest experience. Hey, do I get anything, maybe a kiss or something?
Oh my gosh, look at this beautiful orchid and candle. Thank you, Craig. Everybody go follow Craig Conant. Tickets on sale now.
Bye. Thank you, babe.
Wow.
He whispered to me, he's like, is it okay if I interrupt to give Julia our present? Would that be a good idea? And I was like, sure, babe.
Oh my gosh, smell
this.
Yeah,
new candle scent, peach black tea
at
Trader Joe's. It's
tea.
So yummy.
I was literally in your bathroom 1 hour ago,
mm-hmm.
and I looked at the candle you were burning.
Yeah.
And I said,
that's a good fucking
I need
candle.
A Trader Joe's candle. And this morning at Christina's, she had a Trader Joe candle, and I was like, I want a Trader Joe candle. Here it is. It
manifested.
It's
the new scent. It's so yummy.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Craig. Go follow Craig Conant. Craig P. Conant. On Instagram. The best comedian in the world. Wow. Oh, look at this pretty orchid.
I love it.
Tara will love it too.
Okay. So, oh yeah. Oh my God. Wait. Is that orchids or?
She's definitely lilies.
Lilies.
Maybe orchids.
Okay. I was
too.
Like, is Craig intuitive? He actually is extremely intuitive.
Yes, he is.
Okay, so my favorite way to very fun, the most fun way you can bring magic into your everyday, let me tell you, I got a fun one. It's sex magic.
Ooh la la, tell me more.
And what I mean by sex magic is basically getting down with yourself and doing so intentionally. So I go into more specific depth with this in my guide to sex magic, which you can find in my Hot Juicy Magic shop. Link is in the show notes. But short story, while you're building up energy, you hold an intention. It's, you know, you can kind of come in and out of whatever you like to like fantasize about to get you going, you know what I mean? But you're bringing your, you know, visualizations, feelings towards something that you might be working towards, whether it's, you know, a number in your bank account or a new car or the attracting your soulmate. You visualize things you would do together, visualize what you would do with that money, et cetera, et cetera. Have fun with it, make it sexy. And then at the moment of climax, when all that energy is bursting out from your body, you make sure that you're really holding that intention, holding that feeling, and visualize that big, like a sonic boom, that signal going out into the universe. This is what I want. This is mine. This is mine. And holding that intention. And then I like to like allow, just sit there and meditate for just a few minutes and just like allow, like, okay, is there any information that I need to know? Or just like really just soaking up in that energy of like, wow, this is done. Letting yourself be excited that it's done. It's done. It's done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that's the short story of my everyday magic that is a lot of fun.
And will you please tell the listeners who are on the edge of their seats, who do you think about?
Who?
Yeah, you've said this before.
Who do I?
Like, oh, when you're manifesting.
Oh, I think about you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, you know what the first thing that popped into my head when you said? I was like, this isn't true. I was like, the owl.
The owl? I was expecting you to say like Dwayne the Rock Johnson. The owl?
I've never thought about an owl, but that was the first thing that when you said, who do you think about? And like in my head it went, the owl. But the owl is also is a connection to my male deity who I do think about sometimes.
You're just letting, you're coming and woohoo.
That has never happened. Let me be clear. I don't know. That's why I'm laughing. I have like tears in my eyes and I'm laughing because you said that. I was like, no, but yeah, because Juliet is a part of most of my manifestations in our business. So I'm just like, me and Juliet's billboard. So Juliet's face is next to mine while I orgasm.
That means the world to me. I think about you too. I really do. You really do.
So that's probably my favorite simple magic that you can do whenever.
I wrote down, let's see. I don't know if I can beat that. Oh, I think we've mentioned this before, but make your showers, your baths, make all of that a magical practice. Envision that you're not just cleaning dirt off of your body, but that you're washing off negative energy from the day. Sometimes I think about this as well when I go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
I think this was hanging out inside of me during this thought, this feeling, this conversation, and it is out. Goodbye.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Nothing feels better than a good poop.
Poop magic.
Poop magic. Flush that shit down. Let that shit go. Truly. Oh my gosh. I love pooping and I could talk about it all day long.
Envision what you're really saying. I've been doing that recently, and it just makes the whole activity a lot more enjoyable.
An already fun activity, even more fun.
Poop magic. Get on the wait list for Sadie's Hot Juicy Guide to Poop Magic. I also want to point out that every single thing that we have mentioned, a broom, salt, which we haven't mentioned. Wait, let me back that up. A broom.
A toilet.
A shower. A candle.
A coffee. Water.
You don't have to go to the metaphysical store and spend $8,000 because there are many opportunities to go in debt at the metaphysical store.
Oh, yeah.
These are all, you know, things around the home. And I really want to be a big proponent of that because sometimes as new witches, as baby witches, it feels overwhelming. Like, oh my gosh, I have to buy all of these things. And you really don't.
No.
You really don't.
I think the point, like, really, like, really, truly, at the end of the day, like, it's really fun to do you know, big rituals, plan for like, like, I don't know, like extravagant quote spells, diving in really deep. And there's a lot of power in that. But what being a witch really, truly at its like most base, I think, is like living your everyday life and being super present for it and putting intention into it. And like, that's it. That's what being a witch is. So it's like, you don't have to have jars with eyes of newt and, you know, whatever.
Human bone dust.
You can.
Which I know somebody we can buy that from if you need it.
What kind of dust?
Bone? Human bone dust.
Human bone dust?
We need to bring him on the podcast in October, by the way. My friend Paul.
Oh, wow.
He collects all these amazing things.
I don't want to do magic with human bone
dust. No, I don't. But I do want to bring him on the podcast.
He's I'd love to hear more about that. But yeah.
But you don't need that. That's
I think it's just
point.
About being really present. And like so, for example, then another one of mine was just like the simple act of waking up and like opening my curtains, opening the door, opening my windows, and just having that like being super present of like, oh, I'm like letting this fresh air like move through my home and elevate the energy and clear out anything stuck or like low vibrational. And it's, I'm not even doing anything other than like, I just like having the doors and windows open because I freaking love fresh air. But as a witch, as I'm doing that, I'm like, I'm very present and I'm in my mind. I'm like, oh yes, like welcoming, like I'm like, oh, I invite in the high vibrational energy and and all of those things. So it's really just about looking at like, how do I spend my day and how do I be more present in it and be more intentional? And like, that's really it. That's all you need.
I love that. I also mentioned, let's see, you could pop a crystal in your bra.
Love
that's
that
a little
trick.
Easy one. You also don't even need a crystal. You could pick like an herb or a flower petal or just something that you want to just set an intention with and just keep it close to your heart.
You know, something that I do quite often in my group programs when I'm like, okay, you know, we're meeting for a live call, we're going to be doing a spell tonight. I don't typically give them specific directions on what to bring because I think magic is so intuitive. You know, it'll be like, bring a candle, but I want you to intuitively feel what you want to bring for that. And I often will say, I want you all within the next like day or two go for a walk and pick things up that you feel called to, and you're gonna figure out how to use that in your spell. So it's not even about going to the store, oh, I have to go get this herb because I don't have it in my kitchen. There's also already so much amazing energy in the herbs you have in your kitchen. But like, oh, I don't have that. But it's not about like going out and buying all of the correct ingredients. It's really about looking at, I think being a witch too is being really resourceful and being like, well, my intuition is really telling me that this can bring this energy into, you know, what I'm doing or whatever it is. So yeah, it's like, you don't have to go out and buy the giant spell kit that has
right
everything you need. It's really meant to be about you and what you feel drawn to. And there are like, I love learning new things and reading about herbs and reading about right now I'm really diving deep into the elements and working with all of the elements because, you know, I'm very much a fire witch right now, which, by the way, our coven meeting this month is going to be a workshop on elemental magic. So great time to join the coven. It's going to be a really cool workshop.
It's the last Wednesday of the month. If you are already in our BFF Patreon, just go to your Patreon portal and upgrade to the coven. And the moment you upgrade, you get to access all of our past coven meetings, which are incredible. And if you haven't yet taken the dive into our private community and into our world, you're going to fall in love with it. You're going to meet the best people, and our coven meetings are just, oh, they're so good, and we feel good, and our attendees, our community, our besties feel good for days after. They're still chatting about it.
I'm very excited about this one. So we're going to learn about the four elements, their associations, how to draw energy from them, and how to put energy back. So playing with the energy with water, fire, air, and earth. So it's gonna be really cool because that's the other thing about being a witch, is like it's really being deeply connected to the elements, the earth, and pulling from that. So you don't need to go buy all the fancy schmancy stuff, although it's really fun to do that too if you feel called.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you have any more?
I put we do smoke cleansing. We do it in an ethical and respectful way. Mm-hmm. You can use cinnamon. You can use an incense. You can use blue sage. I put just like cooking magic. Just, you know, I think we talked about my favorite, like perfect simple starter ones, or maybe ways that for the intermediate or advanced witch to just, you know, remember that it can be so simple. Mm-hmm. And I still consider myself like a teenage witch.
Yeah.
I'm Juliet the teenage witch.
Juliet the teenage
witch. Yeah. And I do want to say that the best thing you can do, I read a book that you're reading right now by Juliet Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Witchery.
Witchery. Fabulous book. Cannot recommend it enough. She shares these really amazing, beautiful spells. But the biggest takeaway that I got from the book was really about create your own. Mm-hmm. Make it your own. There's no need to appropriate or copy or steal from people who have their closed practices, from people who have like traditions connected to it. I mean, you can begin your own traditions, you can create your own. And that's sort of the beauty of witchcraft that I love so much, is that it really is so intuitive and so creative. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of no wrong way to do it, as long as you're, again, being respectful and ethical and loving in everything you do.
Totally. The only other thing I wrote down that I do like pretty much every single day is I lay my little blanket out on the front lawn, only because there's a dog in our apartment complex that poops, so I don't sit in the straight up grass. I mean, they pick up the poop, but you know, I just think, anyways, getting away from myself. I lay out, one of my favorite activities of every day is I lay out my blanket and getting sunshine and also being on the ground. Mm-hmm. And being very intentional that like the sun is providing me energy, as well as I like to imagine like my energy going like down into the earth and then being like cycling through and it being like rejuvenated. So it's not just like pulling energy up from the earth or putting energy down, but like I have my energy's like kind of like cycling through and like getting rejuvenated. So just like sitting on the ground and getting some sunshine, but having this sort of presence and intention about it, like that's witchy. It can be so simple, and you're probably doing so much already. And you know, you don't have to work with every full and new moon and waning moon and waxing moon. You don't have to celebrate the equinoxes and the solstices, and you don't have to, you know, there's so many things where it's like, well, I you know, I never remember to keep up with these things, so am I really a witch? But of course, if you want to be a witch, it can be as simple as charming your coffee each morning and that's all you do for the day. But hey, like, great, you were intentional about that. So I think we can overcomplicate like how our magical practices is going to be, or there can be a resistance of like, well, I got out of like organized religion because I don't want to follow all these rules. Mm-hmm. But it's like, there's no one right way. It's like you make your own quote rules. And so it's just meant to be an intentional way to live that makes you feel good and energized and inspired and like yourself. It's really about just discovering yourself, I think.
Mm-hmm. I love it. And I've really enjoyed this hour with you all. I'm sort of feeling this candle is making me kind of dreamy. Floating away. Oh, so nice. Well, there are some really special, magical, fun ways you can hang out with us. Mm-hmm. We have mentioned the BFF Patreon. It is always growing. We are always getting new amazing members, and it is not too late to join in on the fun. In fact, it is the perfect time. We have a coven tier, which we talked about, an amazing elemental magic workshop coming up. We have, you know what? We'll end with our decks and some card pulls.
Oh my gosh.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Our gorgeous new holographic deck.
Look at those rainbows.
Okay, so let's pull a deck. I mean, let me start over. Let's pull a card. That time I spit. Let me start one more time. Let's pull a card from our brand new Quantum Goddess holographic deck. I'm so excited.
Oh my gosh. I love this deck so much. We have five different suits. We have the Rich Witch, the the love goddess. Mm-hmm. We have the psychic, the creatrix, and the shadow priestess.
Yeah.
And within those suits, there is either a journal prompt, an inspired action, or a spell or a ritual.
Okay, so our card flew out of the deck. We have the Shadow Priestess suit and a spell and ritual.
Ooh, so a perfect witchy tip.
We pulled the releasing spell card.
Ooh.
So the direction on here is write down every heavy thought, doubt, and fear, and then burn it. And it says, and this is important, optional and at your own risk, the burning part.
Yes, that is the legal disclaimer.
And you, as we already mentioned, you can do releasing spells in other ways. You can flush it down the toilet. You can imagine it washing down the drain in the shower or the bath. There are all sorts of yummy ways. But this week you are being called to release.
And this deck is filled with magical and witchy and goddessy ways, very actionable ways to enjoy more witchcraft and more fun in your life.
And look at that freaking sparkle.
I know, the rainbows, it just kills me. It's so gorgeous. Insane.
This makes me so happy.
You can grab the Quantum Goddess holographic deck in our shop. And oh, flip it over. Who's on the back? Oh, it's us.
There we are. Cuties. And we still have a limited stock left of our original deck, Intuitive Magic Oracle. So go check out our goddesshangs.com. The link is in the show notes. And there's all sorts of other fun merch in there. My best friends are witches. My besties are witches mug. There's a goddess mug. There's a witch hat, a goddess hat. There's a gigantic fuzzy super soft blanket with our faces on it. Anything you could ever need.
It's all there.
And more. And make sure you're following us. Y'all, we have been hitting up all of the social media sites now. So you can find us in some new spots. At Goddess Hangs on YouTube, on Facebook, on TikTok, and of course on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We also have our new exciting venture, bizwitch.inc, at bizwitch.inc on Instagram and Facebook. We're so excited. It's a project that we are deep in the works right now, and we're gonna help mystics and witches start their dream businesses and make more money. So we're very, very excited to support our community in these new ways. And then you can follow me on Instagram at I am Sadie Olson.
I'm at Juliet.Piper. Come to Bali with us next summer. You're invited. Go to our website to learn more. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks, goddesses.
Bye. Love you.